U.S. GDP declines 0.3% as economy shrinks for first time in 3 years. By John Carney on April 30, 2025. The U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter despite underlying strength in consumer spending and business investment. Gross domestic product contracted at an annualized rate of 0.3%, the Department of Commerce said on Wednesday, as businesses rushed to bring in goods ahead of anticipated tariff hikes. The decline in GDP marks a sharp reversal from the 2.4% growth rate recorded at the end of last year. This was the slowest rate of growth since 2022, when the economy avoided an official recession but contracted for two consecutive quarters. Final sales to private domestic purchasers, a closely watched measure of business and consumer health that is seen as a better predictor of future growth, expanded at a healthy pace of 3%. That's an acceleration from the fourth quarter of 2024's 2.9% growth rate. After-tax personal income rose 2.7%, up from 1.9% and the strongest increase since the first quarter of last year. Consumer spending rose 1.8%, the slowest rate since the first quarter of last year. Spending on durable goods fell while consumer spending on non-durables and services increased at a slower pace than the end of last year. The contraction in overall GDP was driven by a widening trade gap, as imports surged ahead of new tariffs announced by the Trump administration as part of its efforts to reshape global trade and put the U.S. economy on a more sustainable path. Imports rose at a 41.3% annualized rate in the first quarter, including a 50.9% increase in imported goods. In addition, government spending contracted. Federal government spending shrank at a 5.1% rate, the largest decline since pandemic support spending began to wind down in 2022. Defense spending fell at an 8% rate and non-defense shrank 1%. State and local spending grew 0.8%, the lowest since the second quarter of 2022. Also, the January through March period was marked by wildfires in California and unusually harsh winter weather in the South and elsewhere. Economists had forecast a growth rate of 0.4%. But those projections were largely made before trade data released this week suggested even lower growth. Imports surged 5.0% in March, led by a 27.5% spike in consumer goods, a 6.6% rise in vehicles, and a 3.8% gain in capital goods. Exports, by contrast, edged up just 1.2%. The trade deficit ballooned to $162.0 billion from February's $147.8 billion. More recent forecasts had the economy shrinking around 0.2%. Under the government's formula for calculating GDP, consumption plus investment plus government spending plus net exports, imports are a drag on growth. A surge in imports deepens the negative net export figure, subtracting from GDP even if those goods are headed for eager American consumers. The result, strong domestic demand or businesses rushing to import goods ahead of new tariffs can translate into weaker GDP growth. Private sector investment surged at the start of the year, likely also reflecting businesses front-running anticipated import duties. Overall, investment rose 21.9%, driven by a 22.5% increase in equipment investment. Investment in intellectual property, a category less likely to be affected by tariffs, rose at a 4.1% pace. Business investment, which excludes residential investment, grew 9.8%. The Personal Consumption Price Index, a measure of inflation closely watched by the Federal Reserve, rose at a 3.6% annualized rate, up from 2.4% at the end of last year. Core prices, a metric which excludes food and energy, rose at a 3.5% rate, an acceleration from the previous quarter's 2.6% rate. GDP growth is reported after adjusting for inflation. Before adjusting for changes to the price level, the economy grew at a 3.5% annualized rate, a decline from the 4.8% rate in the fourth quarter.